Freakonomics Radio is sponsored by Discover. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. That means no waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. Real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Freakonomics Radio is sponsored by Mint Mobile. For a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. Say goodbye to jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/freak. That's mintmobile.com/freak. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/freak. Upfront payment of $45 required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on their first three-month plan only. Speeds are slower above 40 gigabytes on an unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
From APM, American Public Media, and WNYC, this is Freakonomics Radio on Marketplace. Here's the host of Marketplace, Tess Figlin.
It's Freakonomics time. Every couple of weeks, we're talking with Stephen Dubner, co-author of the books and the blog about the hidden side of everything. Good to talk to you again, Stephen.
Hey, you too, Tess, and happy Summer Olympics to you.
Happy Summer Olympics to you as well.
Thank
Looking
you.
Forward
yeah.
to it. Any favorite events for you?
Oh, you know, synchronized swimming, of course.
Of course, yes.
I don't, however, want to talk about gold medals. I actually want to talk about real gold, okay? The big economic boost that a host city like London is supposed to get, okay? But Tess, I'm here to tell you that, well, you can probably guess where I'm going with this, can't you, Tess?
No gold in them thar hills?
Let's bring in the economists, okay, to throw a little cold water and everything. Alan Sanderson at the University of Chicago has looked at previous host cities, and he measured their economic gains against what he called twin cities, okay, so nearby cities that didn't get to host the Games.
So we use Madrid in Spain, but didn't have the Olympics. Or we use Charlotte, close to Atlanta, but didn't have the Olympics. Or Melbourne in Australia, didn't have the Olympics. And tried to look at tourism, construction, tax revenues, both before and after. And we could not find any significant difference between the city that had the Olympics and the city that didn't.
But, Stephen, how can that be? I mean, you have thousands upon thousands of people descending on these cities. How does that not bring in a ton of cash?
Well, it does bring in a ton of cash. So the Olympic Games, between TV rights and sponsorships and so on, are expected to gross more than $3 billion, which is real money,
yeah,
even to people like you and me, you know. But the host city pays a big cut to the International Olympic Committee. And then, of course, there's the cost of putting on the games themselves.
Mm.
And that is where things can get really funky, okay?
Well, what are we talking about, though, there? You know, is this your standard cost overruns, construction, things like that?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
But you also have to go even further back, and you have to look at the incentives of the cities when they bid for the games, okay?
Hmm.
So these cities, they need to send out two different signals at the same time. So to the International Olympics Committee, they want to look rich. They want to show off the amazing facilities they're going to build. But back home, they want to appear frugal, to show off that, you know, there will be plenty of money left over after they build everything. The friction lies between those two signals. So Andrew Zimbalist, who's a prominent sports economist at Smith, says that last year, the London organizers sent around a letter looking for economists who could produce just the right kind of economic impact study.
And in that letter, it said that we anticipate we're going to get a lot of criticism from the media and from people saying that we've spent so much money on the London Games that it's not going to have an economic payoff. And we would like to hire somebody to do a study that will contest that criticism and present a rosy picture of what the economic impact will be.
Yes. Can we please have a study that will show exactly what we want it to show? But, you know, again, here, tourist dollars, not just during the games, but doesn't that play out supposedly, predictably, for years later.
Well, you know, keep in mind that a place like London, right, already has plenty of tourists. So to some degree, what you're doing is you're really replacing a Trafalgar Square tourist with a synchronized swimming tourist, right? And as Alan Sanderson points out—
You got a thing with synchronized swimming, don't you, my friend?
I am kind of fond of it. But Alan Sanderson points out, furthermore, that the idea of a local economic benefit is just much more complicated than you might think.
Just because a credit card gets swiped in a particular hotel or a particular restaurant or department store doesn't mean that the money stays there. It has a life of its own. It's going back. If you're buying a sweatshirt in Boston, was the sweatshirt really made in Boston? Was it made somewhere else? Is this a hotel, its central headquarters are in Boston or not?
Now, Tess, let me play devil's advocate for 1 minute. It may be that all these American economists are, you know, poo-pooing the Olympics because we haven't been getting the Olympics ourselves lately.
Right.
Okay, so New York and Chicago were the most recent losers, U.S. losers on Olympic bids. But if you listen to Alan Sanderson, he says that's okay because there may actually be more value in losing an Olympic bid than in winning one.
You want to signal something. Hey, we're a world-class city. And one way in which you could do it is to bid for the Olympics. Say it cost us probably, all things considered, $80 to $100 million to bid. But then you want to lose.
Okay, Tess. So how's that for your new Olympic spirit? I have the new chant now. We're number four. We're number four. Close enough to get the recognition, but we don't actually have to pay the bills.
I like that. A little reverse psychology. Stephen Dubner, our Freakonomics correspondent, he puts out a podcast, too, and you can get that on iTunes and hear more at Freakonomics.com. Great to talk to you, and we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Thanks much, Tess. Hey, podcast listeners. Coming up on next week's podcast, the first of a two-part episode called Freakonomics Goes to College. Now, we all know how challenging college can be and how expensive. Don't you wish there were an easier way to get a degree?
We negotiated the price for my bachelor's, master's, and doctorate with no work whatsoever.
Wait, you bought a bachelor's, master's, and a doctorate all at once?
Sure, triple combo, have it backdated, you know, with transcript.
So next week, fake degrees and real ones too on Freakonomics Goes to College.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.